The senators received the stipends, known in Albany lingo as Lulus, for chairing the committees, even though they actually held the position of vice chair. There's no provision in state law for vice chairs to be paid additional funds. Senator Klein at first attempted to lighten the moment by joking about the attention the situation has attracted, which was first reported in the New York Times.
Well, welcome to Albany's version of Lululand. I mean, that's all we seem to talk about.
Senator Klein says it was within the law for the Senate Republican Majority Leader John Flanagan to determine who gets the stipends and to send paperwork seeking authorization to the state's controller. The Senate IDC leader denied that some of his members were taking money for chairmanships when they did not actually hold the posts. He grew testier as he explained that it's more complicated than that.
Well, that's nonsense because you're not a lawyer. And I think it's been very clear that what happened was when a letter goes from the Senate president to the controller's office itemizing what each committee is, it's actually a coding where they actually put in the amount when that committee isn't being used.
Klein says the practice is permitted under the state's constitution. Senate Majority Leader Flanagan agrees.
I believe everything we've done in the past and right now is in full accordance with not only the constitution but the legislative law.
A legal opinion from the top counsel for the Senate Republicans backs up that view. Flanagan says the Republicans have a very good bipartisan working relationship with the IDC. And he says the breakaway Democrats, as well as some Senate Republicans who also received similar stipends, all deserve the money.
All the members, Democrat, Republican, Assembly, or Senate, are worthy of the compensation that they receive.
Despite that, one of the GOP senators, Senator Pam Helming of the Finger Lakes, has said she'll return her stipend. It was falsely paid to her as chair of the Crime and Corrections Committee when she is, in fact, the vice chair of that committee. Attorneys for the mainstream Senate Democrats, who are in the minority in that chamber, have a different interpretation of whether the payments were legal. They believe they were not. In a statement, Democratic Senate Leader Andrea Stork-Cousins called for an investigation, calling the payments obvious violations of state law. The two entities that hold the authority to investigate, the Albany County District Attorney and the state's Attorney General, aren't commenting. The Attorney General would need a referral from a third party in order to launch a probe. A spokesman for the Senate Republicans, Scott Reif, accused the Senate Democrats of playing politics, and he says the Senate should instead focus on the important work it needs to do before the session concludes in June. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.